Blog Talk Radio.
You don't know what I've been through. Let me share my story with you. All the things that he brought me through. My stormy days and my rainy days. You don't know all the tears I've cried. The things I've kept bottled up inside. Trying my best to be strong. Waiting on God and holding on. You don't know what I had to endure. And you wonder why I'm so sure. Cause my Father never lets me down.
Hallelujah.
Welcome to Mount Carmel Ministry Radio. Amen, amen, amen. This is your Fix It Six, as I am still your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. Amen. Glory to God. We'd like to thank all our listeners, new and old. Amen. Yes, I said Mount Carmel International Ministry Radio. We want to thank God for allowing us this opportunity as well as this assignment to separate us from and allow us to have our own ministry throughout the airwaves. Amen. This is a ministry radio station. Amen. Glory to God. There's going to be some changes. There's going to be so many new exciting things in Christ Jesus. Amen. And one of the things that I'm so excited about is we're going to have our hour of praise with our own Dr. Carolyn McNeil. Amen. She will be signing on soon. She's had such a busy schedule, so we're just waiting for her to grace our presence and the Holy Ghost in her presence with us, and we're thankful that she wants to sign on. Amen. We'll be even taking sponsors in this season. Amen. If you have a business, or you want your name or your business or something, organization spoken of over this airwave, over this ministry, amen. We have two numbers. We have a Delaware number, which is 302-883-9799, and we have a New York number, which is 718-419-4863, and we'll continue to give you more information as we go on, amen. But before I get started, as always, I'd like to thank God, amen, with a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for your mighty move. We thank you for entrusting us with your people and with your assignment, God. Now that you have trusted us, impact us, empower us, God, direct our feet, direct our tongue, direct our hearts, God, in the direction that you see fit for us to move forward. Let us stand still until you say move, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now we ask you to bless this airways, bless the host. Bless all those that are listening. Bless those that are on the highways, byways, God. Those that are on their way, God. And we thank you in advance, Father, for what you've already done. And we know without you, we are nothing. So we thank you once again in Jesus' name. Amen. Like I said earlier, we're doing some, God is really doing some things in this ministry. Amen. Like one of the things that we're going to add to our ministry radio, and I'm going to start that today. And if you know someone who missed the show, first of all, we want you to give them our new number. Amen. Yes, we have a new number, and we want you to make sure that everyone gets the new number. Amen. And that is 515-602-9756. If you have someone who doesn't have the new number and would like to be a part of the show, please share that number with them, please. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen. One of the other things that we're going to share with the ministry, amen, and God laid that on my heart a little earlier this evening when I was sitting here in the studio, amen. And one of the things that we're going to do is, even though we're going to have our show and we're going to do everything that we do, we're going to share the gospel, God wants me to give scriptures of encouragement for the week of January 6th to the January 13th of 2020. Amen. This is 2020. Amen. And the three scriptures that God has given me today, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, is... let me see here, because I know I have them written down. Amen. Proverbs 12:25. Anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad. Amen. That's Proverbs 12:25. Amen. 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. And that's enough for me right there. Amen. If I can just cast my cares and my problems upon the Lord, no other reason but because he cares for me. He's letting me know. Put them on me and I'll carry them for you. Amen. And the third one is Philippians 4, chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. Amen. And it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by what? Prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests, not what? one request, but requests be made known to God. Take it to God. Give it to God. Amen. And he will make sure everything is all right. So those are our scriptures of encouragement for the week of January 6th to the week of January 13th. 2020. Amen. Praise God. Thank God. Before I get into it, it's just so much going on in Mount Carmel. Amen. If you're in the Delaware area, we have 1406 Forest Avenue, Unit D. Amen. Dover, Delaware, 19904. And we have a contact number also, 302-883-9799. On February 23rd, 2020, we would like for you to come out and fellowship with us at Mount Carmel International Church for our very first of 2020 Friends and Family Day service. Amen. Wow. We're going to have a mighty time in the Lord. We have a guest speaker all the way from Philadelphia, Minister Jabbar Holman of Faith and Love Church. Come on out. Bring a friend. Come out and fellowship. It's Friends and Family Day. Come on, get that family member off the couch. Get that family. Tell them to put the video game down. Tell them, like, for one day, let's come out and fellowship with the Lord. Listen, I promise you in the name of Jesus Christ, it will not go in vain. God is moving in this season. Please allow him to move. Do not miss the move. Amen. Allow the commander-in-chief to direct your path. Allow the commander-in-chief to just let him in. Amen. Let him in. And all will be well. Amen. Today we will be in the book of Luke. Amen. Like I said, I am so grateful. I am so thankful. And I would like to thank the First Lady of Mount Carmel International Church. Plus, she's also the First Lady of Mount Carmel Ministry Radio, who assisted me so well, who had so much patience with me, and we laughed. We got a little turmoil, but God allowed our brains to come together and our hearts and spirit to come together to build what you now hear as Mount Carmel Ministry Radio. Amen. And we had a wonderful time in fellowship, and I know she felt good because she cooked a four-course meal after that. So I want to thank the First Lady for all the time, and I may not say it enough, but all the time and dedication and the things that you do, not only for the radio ministry, but for the physical building church ministry, as well as the women's ministry of Mount Carmel International Church, as well as even being a chaplain. I know it is, it is so much. You know, you have to stay before the Lord. You have to stay around people that are encouraging. And we just want to encourage you and just let you know that God is guiding something new in your direction. He's not going to throw it in your direction. He's not going to send it in your direction. He is guiding it, because where he wants it to land is right in your lap. Amen. He wants you to know that he did it. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Once again, this is your Fix It Six, and we want to thank you once again, and we're going to get into our word. Amen. The book of Luke, chapter 12. Amen. And we're going to be reading from scriptures, verses 22 through 34. Amen. Glory to God. Once again, I just want to thank God. If you feel like a praising, you just want to clap your hands, or you just want to say thank you, Lord, clap your hands with us. Let's let us give God praise and thank you. Amen. Let's let us know that we love you. Amen. Glory to God. Because without God, are nothing, and nothing is going to get done. Amen. So we just want to thank God, and because he's God all by himself, no other reason. He don't have to have a reason. He is the author and finisher of our life, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. So as we begin, thus we just want to say thank you once again, Father God, and we glorify you. Amen, 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 and amen, amen, and amen. It's just amazing how the scriptures of encouragement was on anxiety. Amen. A lot of times we get caught up in anxiety, and we start worrying, and we start stressing, and we get sick, and all those things. We're gonna go into a little discussion on this evening about why we shouldn't worry, why we shouldn't have anxiety, what God thinks about anxiety. We're gonna talk about how worrying ignores God's faithfulness. We want to talk about how when you worry, you ignore its own limit, your own limitations. You ignore your own limitations when you worry about a thing. Amen. Worrying will also just ignore its limitations, okay? And we will also talk about worrying ignores God's love, and worrying ignores God's presence. Wow. Just that. Just worrying, the things and the things that worrying can do to you. And we're going to talk about how it does not line up with the will of God, and how God will let you know that if you just stop worrying, and if you trust in the original commanding chief, if you let him lead, if you listen, if you be obedient to him, he will fix it. Amen. Glory to God. It says, and he said unto his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life. Don't worry about it. I got this. I gave it to you. I'm still in control of this. Amen. Take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are you better than the fowls? And which of you, with taking thought, can add to his statement one cubit? You can't add nothing or take nothing away from it anyway. If ye then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought of the rest? Why think about it if you can't fix it anyway? You can't do nothing about it. So why spend all this time trying to figure it out? Here comes your anxiety. Here comes your worrying. Amen. Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not. They spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothed the grass, which is today in the field and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not ye what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of double mind, doubtful mind. Now, like that, doubtful mind. You don't even believe in the power of God. You're just so doubtful. You just believe. You allow the enemy to whisper, it's not going to happen. You're not going to get a husband. You're not going to get a wife. You're not going to get a promotion. You'll never be nothing. Doubtful mind. We have to cleanse our mind out with continuous prayer. First Lady was teaching me the other day how to write scriptures down, and you know, because I think I could just remember them if I read them a couple of times, but she gave me this little thing, which I think is about 4x5 cards, and I wrote all these scriptures down, and I try to keep it in my pocket, so when doubt comes to my mind or anything that I know is not of God, I can go to that scripture if I don't remember it by heart, and I can recite it, and I can tell the enemy to flee. I can recite those scriptures. Those are my part of my tools of warfare. We got to have our tools. Amen. We need our tools. Amen. We cannot do this. God has imparted in us, and he has filled us up with tools. He has given us a toolbox. A spiritual toolbox with so many tools: worship, praise, fasting, your whole armor. God has given us so much, but we got to start using the toolbox. In this season, we will not worry. We will trust and believe in all that God has said and all that God has promised us. Amen. We thank you, God. We just thank you, and we love you. Amen. Glory to God. It says, for all things do the nations, amen, of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. God already knows what we have need of. Amen. He already knows. Amen. It says, I skipped verse 28, and I'm sorry, forgive me. If then God so clothes the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe ye, O ye of little faith? And seek not ye what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after. Now, that's the stuff the world is seeking after. We're not of the world. We shouldn't be thinking like the world. We shouldn't be seeking the things that the world is seeking. We should be seeking the things of God. We should be seeking those things that are spiritual. We should be seeking these things that are of love, of peace, and of happiness. Amen? We should be seeking these things of God. Amen? But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. There's nothing that God don't want to give us. He wanted to line up with his will for our life. He wants us to start seeking him for other things than material things. He don't want us to seek him for the same things the world is seeking him for. He wants us to seek him for information, power, wisdom, and understanding so we can lead the people of the world to him, so we can lead them out of their dark places, out of their madness, out of their distress, out of their Holy Ghost, bring it to me. Out of all their things that are hindering them, all their demons, all the things that is keeping them away from God, he wants us to trust in him and allow him to impact us with the tools to go into the world and bring the world to him, not us, the world bring us to them. Amen. There are so many people suffering from depression, and they're worrying, and they're just withering away. We have to go to God. We have to go to the commanding chief and get information on a daily basis. He will give us territory to go out into, amen, and to get this information and do what we must do for the building of the kingdom of God. Amen. It is not about us. It is about the kingdom of God. And I said we're going to talk about a few things. And the way I want to set this topic up, the title for this show, this episode of Mount Carmel Ministry Radio, will be Don't Worry, Be Happy. Amen. Don't worry, just be happy. Because you can be happy in the middle of your mess if you don't worry and trust in God. If you open up your word, find a scripture and that God has promised you and God is speaking. He don't even have to promise you nothing. Open up the word and start reading the word. The word is power. The word is wisdom. The word is listen, open it up, and I promise you that God will take your worrying away. Amen. Glory to God. So we're going to go into, and we're going to say, like I said, the title is Don't Worry, Be Happy. So if the title is Don't Worry, Be Happy, my question to you is, why worry? Hallelujah. Why worry? Amen. Has God not kept his word in your life? Has God not shown up when he said he was going to show up? Has God not kept every promise, everything he ever said that he was going to do? Has he not kept his word? So why should we allow doubt to creep in, amen, and allow us to think, oh, he ain't coming. I know you. He know you need this by now. He know you sick. You got a headache. You know, you've been in a hospital, and it seems like it's getting worse. But listen, God has a plan. God has a plan. Amen. And in his plan, he needs us to trust him and watch it manifest itself into God's glory. Watch God get glory out of your life. God is not going to allow us to fail. He's not going to allow us to fall. He's not going to let the enemy take us. He's not. He's not going to let us be ashamed. He's not going to let us be made fools out of. He just want to show up and let everybody know, like, uh-oh, That God they served done did it again. See, that's what that's when we trust in God, that's what the enemy be saying, good God Almighty. He even said he done showed up and got them out of that situation. He done showed up and got their health back. He done showed up and put their marriage back together. He done showed up and gave them that promotion. He done showed up. He done showed up, and he going to continue to show up. We just got to trust him. Remember, don't worry, be happy. Amen. Because worry, it affects a lot of people. It affects all members of society in today's culture. People worry about their health. They worry about their jobs, their families, and their future. And Jesus understands that. Yes, he understands our tendencies to worry. And that is why he addressed the issue in this scripture. Amen. That's why he addressed it head on. Amen. The Lord not only commanded us not to worry, he told us why we shouldn't. Amen. Consider these points that we're about to go into. Amen. Just consider these points. Amen. Because worrying ignores God's faithfulness. Verse 22 through 24, it says, if God feeds the birds and clothes the flowers, doesn't it make sense that he'll provide for us? The birds, the flowers, he created us too. We is his pride and joy. He made us in his image. You really think God's going to let you suffer? You really think God is going to let you lack? The problem is we stop trusting and believing in God's will. We stop trusting and believing that he will do it. We stop trusting and believing because a doubter, or we worry because it's not happening the way and when we want it to happen. God is still in charge. I said this on a few weeks back. We say that God is a way maker. He'll make a way out of no way. We say that on a continuous basis. And I believe all that. But how can he make a way out of no way when we won't get out the way? If we get out the way, watch God make a way. And what I mean by that, if we stop worrying, if we just go on with our daily routine and do what we're supposed to do and let the spirit of worry fall to the ground, you'll walk right into what God has already ordained for you to do, for what God has already lined up to sit in your lap. This season, God is putting it in your lap. You listen, it will fall in your lap, and you're going to laugh, and it's going to be such a, like, Lord, you're going to be in the oddest places where you're going to have no other choice but to praise God to the point where people think you're crazy, or they want to know, what happened to her? What did she get? It's going to be so much joy in you, they're going to want to share the joy. Amen. That spirit of joy, because there's going to be people there that are worrying. There's going to be people there that are doubting. There's going to be people there that are feeling like they don't have a chance. Why is my life the way it is? And your joy is going to show them that if they trust in the same God you trust in, it can happen to them too. But we got to get out there and let people. We can't be running around worrying and doubting God all day and expect somebody else not to worry. If we say we the light and we're God's children and we walking around, oh, woesy me, what you think the non-believer going to do? Who do they go to get uplifted? We got to go to them and tell them about the goodness of the Lord. We got to take our testimony to them. Amen? We have to take that to them. He feeds the birds, and some of us know, the birds wake you up in the morning, you see them just flying around, and it's so amazing how, if you ever had your grass cut and you cut your grass, you don't see no birds when the grass ain't cut. Oh, but when the grass is cut, it's on a specific day and a specific time. The soon as the grass is cut, they come out of nowhere. You're like, where did all these birds come? They're being fed right then and there. God has made a way for their food to come. He had made a way. It just took a certain time. They had to go hunt and go do everything else they had to do until when God said, okay, today I'm going to get this grass cut at 3 o'clock. And watch, I've seen it so many times, and I was like, wow, look, He's actually feeding the birds. That is the scripture coming to light right before my eyes. So what that does to me is trust God even more. It gives me that little shake like, whoa, he gonna do it for me too. I just got to wait till he get ready to do it. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Worry ignores its own limitations. Amen. Verse 25 through 26, has anything ever changed for the better because we worried about it? Of course not. Yet we worry as though the mere act of worrying somehow is going to make a difference. Somehow worrying is going to change the situation. Somehow if I worry enough, God's going to move quicker because he see me worrying. Oh, no, that's not the way it works. Amen. God do not want us to worry. Amen. Worrying is not that. When we worry, we start ignoring God's love for us. When we worry, it's a lack of faith. It becomes doubt. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, for your wisdom. We thank you for your understanding, and we thank you for your presence in this place on this evening. Amen. Somehow, we just think worrying is going to make a difference, and it will. It's going to make you sicker. Yeah, it's going to make you sicker. It's going to make you even worse. The situation is going to be worse than it was because you're worrying it into existence. You're worrying a bad situation into a worse situation by worrying, because what you just did is cast God right out of it, and you start trying to do everything and fix everything yourself. And when you took the power of God out, when you told God, I got this because I'm going to try my best to fix this, and we say all these things, I got to do what I got to do. When you say that, you take God right out of it. Amen. Glory to God. God is still in charge. And please, please don't allow the enemy to never, ever allow you to remove God. And after the day, I pray that the spirit of worrying will fall straight to the ground where it belongs, that we will never, ever not trust. Because to me, when we worry, we don't, it's saying, I don't trust God is going to fix it. I don't trust God is going to be there for me. I don't trust God to lift me up out of this situation. I don't trust God to come in my presence and be there for me. Amen. Glory to God. We thank you, and we know that you are God all by yourself. Amen. Verses 25 and 26, as we just read, has anything ever changed for the better? And we just went and said, no, it doesn't. And if you search your own life, and you know your life, have worrying ever changed anything for the better? No, it made situations worse, because most of the time when we worry, we was worried about all the wrong things anyway. Most of the time when we worry, you can't fix it anyway. The Bible just told us that. So why spend all that time worrying when you can spend all that time trusting and believing that God is going to fix the situation? Amen. Glory to God. Now, worrying also ignores God's love, because in verse 27 through 21, it says unbelievers. First words, unbelievers. So when you start worrying, I guess you just become an unbeliever. You just and it's not just for the people who don't know God, because being saved, you can start worrying. Being saved, we'll turn our back in a minute. Like if things ain't moving quick enough for us or fast enough for us, God, I love you and everything, but I got to do this. You become an unbeliever because you're telling God, I got this. I don't need you right now. Amen. It says, like fatherless orphans. Amen. Unbelievers, like fatherless orphans, worry about what? The future. I don't know why we worry about the future, because we don't know what the future holds for us anyway. We don't know our expiration date. We don't know what's going to happen right around the corner. We don't know what's going to happen in the next 10 minutes. So why is we even worry about that? Don't cast your kids on tomorrow anyway. What are you worried about tomorrow for? You can't fix it. It ain't promised to you. So what are you even worried about tomorrow for? Amen? Why are we even worrying about that? Amen? But God's children don't need to worry, because the God who gives life, guess what? He cares for his own. You know that song? Y'all know that song. God bless the child that has his own. Well, guess what? I'm a child that has God, and God will bless me, and I'm his own. So the word is saying that God blesses his own. And if you say you're a child of God, sit back and let him do his work. Let him do the blessing. See, a lot of times the blessing we want and the way we want it, it's not the way God going to give it to you anyway. His blessings is more potent, more intimate, long lasting. It has long. The longevity of it is so long. When you receive it from God, there's a joy connected to it. There's a happiness connected to it. When God comes in and step in, you don't have no a negative attached to what God fixes. Because sometimes we can fix stuff to ourselves, and this is what I mean. I'm in a bind. So I go ahead and borrow something from the bank, from somebody. There's something attached to that. Now the situation, I got interest on it. I got to worry about how I'm going to pay it back. Because obviously I couldn't fix the situation myself. So now I'm worried about how I'm going to pay them back. I don't know if they're going to start talking about me. Oh, my God, they done borrowed money. So now your name is all out there, da-da-da. But if you just trust and wait on God, none of that happens. It falls right in your lap. You can go about your own daily day, and you can do whatever you've been doing on the daily day, and God will bless you right in your lap. And you'll be like, oh, my God. You know what I mean? I knew it, Lord. I knew it. I just had to wait, and I'm learning to wait. Learn how to play the waiting game with God, because if you wait, it's worth the wait. Amen. If you wait, it is worth the wait. Amen. Glory to God, because listen, God is not going to shortchange you. He's not going to give you counterfeit. It's going to be the real thing. God just don't want us worrying in this season. If you've been worrying in the past season, the past decade, coming in this decade, listen, that's the one thing. Take that thing, ball it up, put it in a bag spiritually, and bury that thing in the deepest depths. Go to the abyss with it. Worrying do not have a place in your life in this season. Amen. Joy, happiness, love, glory, praise, worship. Those are the things that you're operating in, and we're operating in this season. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, God. But God's children don't need to worry, because the God who gives life also cares for his own, and he gave us all life, so he cares for us all. He got you. Trust and believe. And you know, I see some people that, and what I mean by what I'm about to say is they faith walk is like crazy. Like I know, like first lady, and I keep saying, because I don't be around a lot of people, I only can use for an example of people I know that I've actually seen this. Faith walks are like crazy. Like there's times I'd be like, oh my God, I don't know if I could have went through that. I don't know if I could have waited that long. I don't know if I could listen, Lord. I can't do. And what I mean, when you can get up in the morning, put on your clothes, say your prayers, get your car, and go and say, well, I'm going to do this. And when you get there, God has already been there. Talk to everybody that you're already going to talk to. And when you get there, they say, oh, sure, it's already done. Because the Holy Ghost done met you right where you was going to be. Because your faith done woke you up. Your faith woke you up and said, I know how my God works. I'm going to get that today. I'm going down there and get that car today. I'm going down and get that promotion today. Oh, my health. I'm going in and go to the doctor today. My health is wonderful today. I'm trusting to believe that my God, he's already got me, because the word just told me that he take care of those he loves. Amen. And I'm telling you, I've seen it done. And when you see something done, you start to believe even more. So, and what I'm saying is, when you start hanging around people with godly faith that trust and believe in God, and you watch them move, and you watch them wait, and you watch them move, and you watch them wait, and when you see the manifestation, the awe on your face is like, whoa, he did that? But all the time, oh, man, I got to trust the same God you trust. How do I get that faith? You have to go through some things, believe me. It just ain't going to happen like that. The more God do for you, the more you trust in God. And when you see God move, you see your faith elevates itself. Amen. We go from faith to faith to faith to faith. Amen. Glory to God. I really want us to get this, and I want us to remember how much God loves us. Amen. Sometimes we just have to trust in God more than you've ever trusted in God before. Amen. Really, really just trust in God. Amen. Make him listen, go to him and say, listen, Lord, I need peace. I need your peace on my life today. I need peace. If the kids drive me crazy, the people on the job drive me crazy, you drive yourself crazy. Lord, I don't know where it's coming from, but I need your peace on today. Amen. Go to God and ask him for his peace. We'll be right back in a few seconds. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are my peace. Hallelujah, glory to God. He is my peace. Amen, glory to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for another day. Once again, we just want to thank you, God, for what you're allowing to happen in 2020 in this new season. Amen. Glory to God. And I just want everyone to know that God is still in charge and God still rules. And there's nothing greater than serving the Almighty God. There's nothing greater than trusting and believing in the Almighty God. There's nothing greater than believing and knowing that God is on your side, that God is watching over you, that God will continue to love on us until there is no more. And God's love is greater than any physical love that you've ever felt. Amen. There's something about a hug from the Most High God. And I am so blessed to be able to say, to this point in my life, I felt it one time. And I know that genuine feeling. And I know the presence of God. And I know what God has done for me. And even me, when those times come where there is worrying or there is doubt in me, I'm not doubting God. I'm doubting in me. I have to call on God and remind him what he made. See, when you call on God, he reminds you of who you are. He reminds you of whose you are. Amen. So why are you walking around doubting yourself? Why are you walking around worrying? Why, matter of fact, why is you even carrying this concern or this burden? I told you I got that. Because, see, we had to have a conversation before I even can go back to him and say, well, Lord, you said, or remember that day I was talking to you and I told you what I was trying to do, what my desires was, and you said, son, I'm here. But see, he never told me when he was going to move, but just by knowing that God is here should be enough to know that it's taken care of. Amen. Glory to God. And that's the place where I'm trying to be. More in 2020, I pray and we have a moment, but I want my daily conversations and everything that I'm desiring. And I'm not saying that he's going to tell me the exact date, time, place, where, when, and how, but if I continue to have these conversations, I'll walk right into it. But first, I have to make sure I'm walking upright. I have to make sure I am living a man of God, a godly life. I have to make sure that I'm listening and being obedient to the things of God. I have to make sure as a husband, I'm doing the right things as a husband. I have to remember as a pastor, as I'm living as a pastor, I have to remember, am I loving my brother? Am I loving the stranger? Am I doing the things that God has called me to do? Because I have to walk this walk to walk with God. See, I want to be able to walk with God. I want my name added to a lot of names that's biblical. Like, I want my name added. I want God to speak and say, Matthew, my son, oh, wow, I'm proud of you. Not a boastful proud, but a proud, I want him as a proud father to say, I knew when I pulled you out of your mess, I was pulling out a gem. We got to remember that we are gems. We are gems. We are treasures. We are priceless in Christ's eyes. We cannot allow the spirit of worrying to tell us that we are less than what God say we are. We are not less. Listen, if I believe, and for me, when I stopped worrying about things that I had and didn't have, people that was in my life or wasn't in my life, friends that I didn't have, and just on a couple days ago, it just finally hit me like a ton of bricks. I cannot worry about not having friends. Oh, because what a friend in Jesus. That is enough to fulfill me. He know my every need. He know my every desire. He's not going to leave me. He's not going to push me under the bus. He's not going to set me up. He has my best interest at heart. So I got to constantly go to him. When I'm feeling lonely for you know, as a man, and it's not a homosexual statement, but man company. Yeah, I like to talk to my brothers and talk sports and just fellowship. I go to God. When I'm hungry physically and I don't have the things that I desire, I go to God. Because I found out when I go to God, every need is met, and I don't even know how I got met. I don't feel the hunger no more. I don't feel the need to talk to the brothers no more, because God has put something there that will substitute what his what God puts there is the original. What I'm desiring is the substitute, if you get what I'm trying to say. When God speaks, he speaks so loving and kind, I done forgot about what I was trying to desire. I done forgot what I went through, because our conversations, just the peace of his voice fills the void of what I was looking for. Amen? Hallelujah and glory to God. Worrying, it ignores the present. In verse 32, it says, when we worry about the future, we miss out on the blessings of today. Amen. We're so worried about the future, we miss out the blessings on today. I believe for me, waking up is a blessing. I believe for me, smiling is a blessing. I believe for me, laughter is a blessing. I believe for me, hot water, shower, clean clothes, the smell of fresh laundry. It's everything. Everybody's different. I'm saying for me, and I live for the moment. I am so trying to stay in tune for the moment, because if I'm in the moment, I'm in a place where God is at for the moment. I'm not trying to move ahead of God. I'm not trying to look down the line. Lord, what about now? What should I be doing now? What should I be doing now? What should I be praying for now? How long should I be worshiping now? When should I be fasting? Should I be fasting now? I got to live for the now. What direction you want me to take now? Do you want me to stay still now? Am I supposed to be listening now? Should I go upstairs and just kiss my wife and say, I love you now? Because everything has a power. And one thing I know, when God speaks to me, and I have a witness to this, and there's been times where I just kiss First Lady or hug First Lady or send her a text and say, I love you. Her response is always, thank you. I needed that. And my response is, God told me to do that. That is his way of showing us both, I love you too. And I want y'all love to grow together, because I'm in the midst of this marriage. I'm in the midst of this friendship. I'm in the midst of your fellowship. Don't worry about what man say. Don't worry about what it seemed like. Don't worry about the nays and the nays and the nays. Because on this day, I told your husband to hug you, to tell you you love me, to him he loves you. And because he did it, the joy that she felt was a joy of the Lord. Amen. And I'm listening. I just felt, because I felt so good that he used me to bring that kind of love to my partner. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. So the next time you find yourself worrying, let's come back to the book of Luke. Let's come back to chapter 12. Let's read from 22 to 34. What did God say about worrying? What did the Bible say about worrying? Amen. This is our very first show, 2020. Amen. And I'm proud. Listen, I'm so happy, because I want to say it one more time. And I know I've said it a lot of times, but I am so happy that this is our first show on Mount Carmel Ministry Radio, Mount Carmel International Church Ministry Radio, y'all. This is ministry to us. And like I said, if you want to partner with us, you want to be partake in the ministry, we got the information we're going to give out throughout the season. It is so much already happening. Women's ministry in the church. We have so many things lined up. And if I'm not moving ahead of myself, I think First Lady has so many things all the way up to like April already. And as she give it to me, I promise I will give it to you, share it with you, and please share it with someone else. Invite someone else to the ministry, in the church, the radio, Invite somebody. This is good stuff. And I'm not boasting on me because it's God. I want you to know God's stuff is good stuff. That's good. You want good stuff? That's good stuff. God's stuff is good stuff. Amen. Glory to his name. Amen. And in closing on our very first 2020 broadcast, I want to be able to, something else I'm doing, like we open up and I have scriptures for encouragement, something else that I'm doing, amen, glory to God, will be a prayer for the audience. And as you know, people in Delaware, whatever city you're in, Virginia, Delaware, Philadelphia, New York, Baltimore, wherever you're listening at, prayer for the nations. And the reason I'm saying, I understand God's way. I understand when God is saying that we have to go to the extremes. He wants us to go to the extremes on every platform that he gives us. We have to use the platform to the extremes because the enemy uses his to the extremes. Amen. We got to use it to the extremes. And in this season, I remember, the late great Miles Monroe. He, have met him a few times. And the one time I met him at Freedom Christian Bible Fellowship, and he was talking about gifts. And what he said, you can buy somebody a watch, a ring, a car. It's either going to break down. Something's going to happen. You might lose the ring. The flower's going to die. He said, but if you give them a book, a good book, it will stay with them forever. The wisdom and the knowledge will stay with them forever. And I'm saying that because there's some books. And like I said, we're picking up sponsors. And one of the first things that we're sponsoring here on Mount Carmel International Ministry Radio is I'm saying it because one of the things that this radio station is about is impacting the nations with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. So if you really want a good gift for someone, amen, prayer for the nations. Go to Amazon. Look it up. Prayer for the nations. There are genuine Holy Ghost filled, Holy Ghost power activated prayer. When I say this, I'm saying they work. Impart them things in your life. Take these prayers. Read them. You'll know every prayer. You'll know somebody who might need this prayer. It might be for you. And if you're in tune with God that way, and you're walking with God that way, and you're walking hand in hand daily with God, get it for someone else. Get it for someone who don't know God. Ring their doorbell and sit it on their doorstep. Put it in the person next to you working. Sit it on somebody out of the blue car. Put it under their windshield wiper. Listen, we got to start getting this. It's not about the finances. It's about giving gifts of God. We got to start giving the people godly gifts. We keep giving them worldly things. We'll buy them a hat, a shirt, or this or that, but we got to start giving them the knowledge. So if you get a chance, look up the book, Prayer for the Nations by Dr. Carolyn McNeil. I don't know if she has Apostle Carolyn McNeil on it, but I think it's Dr. Carolyn McNeil. Amen. Look it up. And even before that, if you're not into getting gifts for people, make it anonymous. Because some people really don't want to be, I don't want anybody, make it anonymous. There's a lot of people, there's shelters, there's homeless places, there's recovery houses, there's places where we can take this information, this knowledge, and give it to them and let them be blessed. And you'll be a blessing to the kingdom of God. And even though no one knows you, God knows that you're doing this from your heart. God knows that you're doing something to impact someone else's life with godly, Holy Ghost-filled work. Amen. Glory to God. And before I go, like I said, I want to be able to close with a prayer. Amen. I want us to go with me to the book of 2 Corinthians. Amen. And I'm going to read. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, God. Yes, I do, Lord. And I'm just going to read from verse 1 to verse 4. And this is a prayer to the nations. This is a prayer to every listener. This is a prayer for those that are not listening. This is a prayer. I adapted it. I don't want to use the other stolen word because I didn't steal it. I'm adapting it from Paul. Amen. Because it is just it's not of comfort. It's just a comfort. It's just reminding me from that God is a comforter to all. If you take that word, God's word, and pray it over the nations, pray it over the people, it'll manifest something great. Amen. Just like the book Prayer for All Nations, those prayers in there, it's going to manifest something great. It's going to manifest something great. And I might not never see the greatness, and I might not never know what it is, but God does. Those prayers will raise up prayer warriors, evangelists, ministers, deacons, deaconess, praise and worship leaders, youth ministers, prayer works. Some things only come by prayer and fasting. Amen. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ. Now, there's going to be some places. I want you to add your city. I want you to add your city when we get down right before verse 2, where it says, and Paul of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, with all the saints which are in all Asia. I want you to add your city right there. I want you to add your neighborhood right there. I want you to add a family member name right there. I want you to add your name right there. Amen. Because it says, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforted us in all our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted by God. The comfort that God puts in us, he wants us to take that comfort and comfort someone else. Amen. Glory to God. I thank you for being a partaker of this ministry. I thank you for taking the time to come out and fellowship with us and listen to the teachings of Christ Jesus. And I pray it's not your last time. And I pray the blessings of God upon your life, your family life, everything that lines up with the will of God for your life. I pray that God will touch your body if you need healing on tonight. I pray that God will touch your loved ones if they need healing on tonight. I pray, God, that God will save your family member. I pray for prosperity as long as it lines up with the will of God. Let God manifest the miracle. Let God manifest the blessing. I pray it upon your life. I pray it upon this ministry's life. I pray it upon my grandchildren, my children, my wife, my ministry, my fellow employers. Amen. Trust in God and believe, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. And we trust and believe until we see you next time, until we hear from you next time. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. Let's go to Jesus, y'all. Yes, hallelujah. Glory to your name. We thank you, Father God, because it's only by your grace and mercy that we are here. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I thank the audience on this night. Remember, this is now called Mount Carmel International Ministry Radio. Amen. And like I said earlier, we are going to have a few surprises. Apostle Callie McNeil will be having her hour of power of praise. Oh, my God, I'm just waiting for that to happen. Glory to God. And we just want to thank all the new ventures that we are going to have on this ministry. Please be a part of it. Amen. Glory to God. We thank you. We love you. And may the peace of God go with you. Amen. Hallelujah. And we thank you.